Yes, sir.
Stop playing with him.
Yes, sir. That's enough for today.
Well, it's been real, Takashi. Not so fast, Cunningham!
Welcome to IGPX Podcast number 14. Today is Monday, September 25th, 2006. I'm Josh, webmaster and editor of Nintendo Reviews and the IGPX subsite. Thanks for tuning in today. I apologize for the huge delay in podcasts. I just couldn't find time to make it, but here it is finally.
A lot has occurred between this podcast and last podcast. I think the major one would have to be the end of the second season, and the series for that matter. I'll be talking about that first today. Then I will briefly talk about the auction. Then I will be talking about the just released IGPX video game and some major critics' impressions. Then we will move to today's discussion topic. And amidst all of that is a lot of in-between type stuff. And amidst all of that, everything going on today will be emails from the mailbag throughout. One addition you may notice right now in the podcast is background music. Let me know how you think of it. Is it distracting? Would you rather leave it out of the podcast? Or do you like the background music and would like to keep it in future podcasts? Please let me know. And also let me know how you like the audio quotes at the beginning of each podcast from the IGPX episodes. And if you have any great quotes, please send any suggestions and it will be featured on a later podcast. I have audio quotes for the next few podcasts, but still need 9 more audio quotes. From any episode is fine because by the time I start using suggestions from you guys, I should have all the DVDs from which to record the quotes. The second season of IGPX is over, which unfortunately means that the series is over. But the famous quote at the very end of the final episode says it all. We will never stop. I want to make sure IGPX fans hear that loud and clear. We love IGPX, so let's keep it going. It makes it hard when the number one fan site isn't necessarily keeping up with updates, that being me. But once again, that simply gives you more to look forward to. Instead of spoiling you guys with all these updates at once, you can look forward to many updates that are spread out over the next year. And I hope you will continue to come back and see these updates. One major update will be the music section, and I promise that section is coming soon, maybe within the next few weeks. But back to the second season. A lot was wrapped up, but a lot was left open. Let me start with what I feel was left open. One thing was what happened with Liz's orphanage. She was saving money to build a new orphanage, or open one, as we found out in Function, Not Fashion. Or was it Fashion, Not Function? But we never found out if she did or if she did not. Now it can be justified that we simply know that she cared enough to do something, and it doesn't matter exactly what she did, so that could be so. But what about Fontaine? We never hear about what happened to her. I at least wanted to see her one more time before the series ended, and I don't think this is the case of a US version cutting something out of the uncut Japanese version. We never once saw Takashi's parents or really hear about his family in the series either. Doesn't anybody care about what he's doing besides his sister? With that said, I am glad about including Johnny into the final episode. I really like that part with Johnny and Yuri. And the whole Takashi and Liz thing was expected. What are some things you guys can think of that they could have told us? And what parts did you like about the ending? Please let me know about this too. Another thing to mention is the fact that the series wrapped up as a whole. I think there is no way to make a third season at this point. Well, I guess they could just start off the third season with a race against Velsheim, but really nothing major is left open. They begin the third season in the show as a clear statement that the series is over. The show wrapped up other things like Andre's life, and all the issues that Team Satomi had seemed to be solved. I wrote this to someone in an email who asked if there would be a third season. I think we need to understand and accept, as fans, that the series is over. Every time a series ends, of course the diehard fans are going to want a third season. And I'm not saying that I don't. What I am saying is at this point, the series is just over. If they had truly wanted to make a third season, they would have left the conflicts there and let the series open. At this point, a third season would mean opening what is already closed. It is our job as fans to never forget IGPX and to embrace the series for what it is, not what it could be. I have a few emails related to the end of the series. Here is one that I promised I would read. It is from Jedi Guy, and it's rather long, but he has something to say. He writes, Episode 26 was most definitely one of the best episodes in the series for a number of reasons. First, the action in the race was great from the very start, and I found myself on the edge of my seat anticipating how Satomi was going to face the snowman. I found it very fitting how they, in the middle of the action, had a short scene of Johnny meeting Takashi's sister in the stands. It was humorous to see them get all serious and shake hands and then get right back to the cheering like true fans. I almost cheered out loud myself. The interaction between all the characters at this point in the series is really a beautiful thing, and we get to see them finally working as a perfect team with little to no flaw in their execution of plays and tactics. Everyone seems to be in the zone, and it's been a pleasure to see the characters blossom throughout the series. I was, like a lot of us, eager to see the partial nudity we had been hearing about. It wasn't what I was expecting, I'll admit. That very scene where the pilots are flying and dodging beautifully while Max goes completely crazy on them with her almost dance-like moves was very well done. Since the mechs are an extension of the pilots themselves, it was a very symbolic way to show them fighting it out. I was also pleased with the movement inside the cockpits. I mean, Takashi was really thrashing around in there, and getting very physical in a way we have not seen in the series. And during the race, of course, we had the quote from Liz, in which she hints at her feelings for Takashi. Amy and Luca pick up on it, and further confirm the fact that Liz likes him. When Satomi broke through the snowman's barrier, I almost yelled out to the TV to get their butts in speed mode and leave White Snow in the dust. I figured out that with the mechs of White Snow merged, they would never disengage in time, but they did, and it was a very close race to the final stretch. What a way to end the season. Team Satomi even got Cunningham's recognition as a truly unbeatable team. That is truly an honor. I also loved how Max went to see Team Satomi after the race and confessed that she was a huge Takashi fan. That was a real surprise, and my jaw dropped upon hearing it. Max coming to realize that teamwork is the true key to success will surely help her as a captain in later IG1 seasons. Then, of course, we had the highlight of the episode, what we all knew was coming. Takashi realizing that Liz really loves him, and that he feels the same way. And the kiss on the rooftop, acting as Liz's yes to Takashi's question of taking her on a date, was truly, well, sexy. I think that relationship will go far. I mean, they are pretty tailor-made for each other. Year 2051 rolls around, and it seems that Johnny is now training with Team Satomi. Will he be the next Rocket G? It's all up to our imaginations to create, we the fans, and our love for IGPX will fuel our continuing admiration for Team Satomi and everything they went through. This is a great series that deserves to live on, and it deserves loyal fans that will preserve it throughout the years. It's up to us to make sure that the IGPX light doesn't fade. I know I'll never let its candle die out in me. To quote Takashi, they're going to have to drag me off as track man because I'm going to keep on racing till the day I die. I find it difficult to describe this quote with anything more than simple perfection. The perfect way to round off one of the best anime ever created. Certainly the best I have seen personally. To all the fans out there who love this show as much as I, let's all take what Takashi said to heart and keep watching. Keep on being fans until the day we die. IGPX forever. This is a well-thought-out opinion on the final episode and the end of the series. We should be able to understand Takashi, and I will certainly love this show no matter how old I get. One more opinion is from GamingGuy84. He writes, "Hi, I am a fan of IGPX. I watched the whole series and loved how it ended. My favorite thing is where Takashi asks Liz out on a date and in response kisses him. Definitely something I waited to see. By the way, when would the outside link for episode 26 be available so I can look at all the scenes, including my favorite one? Once again, thank you for your opinion." And a comment on that last question. The episode screenshots for all the episodes are not maintained by me, hence the words outside link. Because the final two episodes were not aired in Japan, which is where these screenshots come from, they are not available. I will try my best to find more screenshots for it, if not take some myself. But when the DVD is released in Japan in November, we can expect the person who took the original screenshots to take some more from the DVD directly. Now let's move on to the auction results. Per eBay policy and our website policy, the exact name of the winning bidder cannot be revealed. I will mention that the auction went up to $44. One of the bidders who lost then asked me who else would have this merchandise besides me. And the only answer I can give would have to be that winning bidder. Seriously, nobody has this stuff, and if they are like me and went to Japan to buy it, they would probably buy enough for themselves. I was thinking ahead and bought a double so that one person can enjoy this merchandise. I truly hope the winning bidder will appreciate being one of the very few in the world to own this merchandise. That was basically the scale of this auction, or at least I was trying to convey the importance of this auction in that manner. As for the CD, it received no bids, so I kept it. That was probably a good idea on my part, as I personally would not have owned it had it sold. So I will try another auction later in life, but I guarantee it won't be soon. Maybe I can at least get the comic and the other CD for myself. Then the merchandise page will be complete. And David sent in a link to some promo merchandise, and may decide to post those screenshots for reference at least. I really wish we could all share in on this merchandise, so I will try to get some more merchandise when I go back to Japan. but another goal of mine is to also complete my own collection so that the merchandise page will be complete. I will be sending out inquiries for the comic book. The other CD I ordered on PlayAsia, which you can use my link that's on my website. To support this website, you can use the link to search IGPX. You can find both CDs for under $15, including shipping and handling. That's a pretty fair price considering that it's $10 in Japan, and for $5 more, that's not much of an inflation, which means you're really, really getting a good deal. So maybe I will get lucky and receive the comic. I keep thinking back to my stay in Tokyo. I happened to be staying next to the world's largest anime store, and my tight schedule could not allow for me to visit. That along with the fact that it was only open until 8 p.m. If it was open until 10 p.m., like some others, well, then I would have been able to visit it. Here's the good thing to remember about this. I know with 3 anime stores now in Japan. Gifu, Kyoto, and Tokyo. That's pretty good to know about the next time when I go to Japan. And my sheer passion for both IGPX and Japan will lead me back to both of these things. Now I know this podcast is shaping up to be one of the longest I've ever made, so please bear with me. Next is the IGPX video game. There isn't a whole lot of hype around the game, but it's out. 2 reviews give the game a 6 out of 10 rating. That's not very good, but it shows that there is some substance to it. Quoting from GamesRadar about the game, overall IGPX is a competent if not overly sophisticated niche title. There's some good stuff going on here, but it's just not enough to call it a must-have. That might be enough for fans though, so keep that quote in mind. Also a quote from GameZone, a fan-targeted game that doesn't do much for the rest of us. The funny thing is that the game has some faults in that aspect too. The voices are different, which is already a deterrent, and I also heard the rules change. Second place gets 10 points instead of 7 points. That makes the difference needed for a win very, very low. In a TV show, whoever plays first basically won the race. Now you can play slightly worse than what was allowed in the show and still win. Also, the rules about attacking are different. Apparently, you can attack from the very first lap. That makes the game less authentic, too. So, I want to hear about anyone who has the game or has played it and see what you think. Next podcast discussion will be on your impressions of the video game. Rent it, buy it, play it from a store, you know, whatever. Send in your impressions and let everyone know what you think. The critics can say what they want, but not one of the critics can give a review of the game from a fan standpoint. You guys can. Did the game do something right or did it do something wrong? And did the game live up to your expectations or could they have made it better? As with all emails, send it to igpx@nreviews.com. Now is this week's discussion on the DVD releases. I don't know how many of you are getting sick about me talking about the DVDs only, but I assure you that this is the last discussion strictly about DVD releases. I asked you guys if you remember about what you thought of the DVD releases in general. Could they have improved on it, and are you happy about the addition of the 7th DVD that we have to buy? Jedi Guy wrote in not too long ago with an email asking about the differences between cut and uncut DVDs and how to distinguish them. I have since purchased all 4 uncut DVDs, using your advice to guide me not only to the store where I purchased them, but what exactly to buy when I got there. The cover art is great, but like you mentioned in a previous podcast, the art seems to be way out of sync with the series. I think they could have placed the teams in a better order, or perhaps the order in which Satomi faces them. Regardless of whether or not they appear in the episodes on the DVDs, I feel it would have been a better choice. I am a little ticked about having to buy an extra DVD at $20, but it is alright since now they get to showcase Team Black Egg, which is one of my favorite teams due to their unique defense style. And the name is a personal favorite too. Thanks for writing in again. So here is my opinion on what the cover art should be. And before I say that, let me say the 7th DVD cover art is Team Satomi, not Team White Snow. This is just in from a website that I found it on. So it seems that now we get a little more gypped than we thought. And now I am very confused why Team Black Egg even got a cover shot in the first place. Well, let me assume 2 things about the cover art before I give my opinion. Let's assume both the first and last DVD has to be Team Satomi, because they had planned it that way. Here's how I would release the cover art. Volume 2, Team Skylark. Volume 3, Team Velshine. Volume 4, Team Edraid. Volume 5, Team Sludge Mama. And Volume 6, Team White Snow. If they hadn't done what they did with the final DVD cover art, I would say that Team Black Egg feels appropriate on the 6th DVD, and that Team White Snow feels appropriate on the 7th. Of course, if they never made the 7th DVD, I would just omit Team Black Egg and put Team White Snow on the 6th and final DVD, but that is not the case. So let me explain my reasoning, which should be fairly reasonable. Team Skylark had a race in Volume 2, and Team Edraid had a race in Volume 4. Team Skylark also had a race in Volume 5, but then again, Team Sledgehammer wouldn't be in a good spot for being featured. Volume 5 fits that team most appropriately, because Team Velstein deserves to be on Volume 3 due to the fact that the finals were against Team Velstein. Whew, what a mouthful. Of course, I would have also preferred the 13th episode to be on that DVD too. So you can pretty much guess to where I am leading. The DVD releases could have been much better. They should have just stuck with 6 DVDs, and they should have kept the special features consistent. One interview per DVD works out well. One audio commentary per DVD works out well too. I just don't know why they are skimming on these features now. Unfortunately, we still have the pilot episodes to watch. And that brings me to revealing some exclusive rumor news about the final DVD. The 7th DVD is reported by Bandai, the publisher and distributor of the DVD, that it will contain the IGPX pilot episode 6. But wait, there never was an episode 6. Could this be a never-before-released episode of the original IGPX series? Well, maybe, but I think it is a misprint. Either way, you heard it here first, and we'll have to wait until December to find out what this really means. Remember that the 6th DVD also contains the movie cut of the original pilot episodes. The just-released Season 1 box set also has it, and unfortunately, I am not impressed with it. I will also post a review of that DVD soon, along with the final episode review from the 4th DVD. And if you haven't noticed, I posted episode 15 review just a few, actually I think it was yesterday. Before I move on to the mailbag, I wanted to point out the complete Season 1 box set. There are some ups and downs about it. First off, I would still think what they cut out was stupid and horrible. And I say that with passion, because it really is. There's no reason not to keep stuff in. I found that Tsunami version cut one whole minute from the final episode of the first season, and it was my favorite part of that episode. The cuts were just stupid. But I love the new music and slightly better sound effects. I just wish the Japanese version was like the way they edited the audio on the Toonami version. But for me, watching only the uncut version DVDs so long, it's hard to watch these episodes on these DVDs, the cut episodes. And for that reason alone, I'd recommend not buying this set. The IGPX pilot episodes also have better music, but were recut into one long movie segment with 3 minutes of cut footage. It's a disgrace to the original creators, in my opinion. But here's the good stuff. They include tons of promotional material, like the trailers you may have seen on Cartoon Network. They also include Toonami openings and closings, which I always like. There's also 4 commentaries. 3 of them are new, and 1 of them is returning from a previous uncut episode. That made me a little more happy to hear. But for me, that's the only way I would buy these DVDs if I were you. I would only buy it if you have only watched the Toonami versions up to this point, don't own the other DVDs, don't want to hear the Japanese version, and don't care about a few minutes of uncut footage. And to be honest, I can't think of many people who fit all 4 of these categories. I guess the only other reason to buy this DVD would be to see the promotional material, or see how bad the Toonami versions really were cut. And the final thing today is select emails from the mailbag. Usually I read all received and slightly pertinent emails on the podcast, but today I received too many emails to read off. So like any major podcast, I had to filter a few out. If your message didn't appear here, keep sending stuff in, because I think a lot of that was due to the end of the series hype. And I am going to keep needing emails for future podcasts, and I think I lost a lot of people due to my lack of updates, so I apologize. Anyway, Randy writes in saying, is the IGPX manga ever going to be sold in stores in the US? Is it also okay that I write Production IG asking for a Season 3? If so, where can I contact them? My response is, the IGPX comment has said sold in Japan. Probably will never see daylight in America. You can contact Production IG at their website, www.productionig.com. There's even a cool new article about the English voice recording sessions there. If you know about big business and that you realize what an undertaking it would be to create a third season now that they have stopped the series. Once the series is dead, it's dead. The most we can hope for at this point is a movie, but even that doesn't seem like a possibility, given the nature of this series. You can always try, though. Next email is from David. Do you know where the art book is? Can't find it on otaku.com, but maybe I'm not searching right. Any other sites, though? Better get it soon before it's gone, and I thought IGPX was unpopular. Here's another email from him. Is IGPX 2048 in the original Japanese version, or was that just the year before the series was actually broadcasted? My response, you point out a very good problem. Otaku.com must have sold out, so I guess that's your last chance to buy one in the States. I would consider selling mine, but I received it from a friend in Japan, and if she found out I sold it to someone, she wouldn't be very happy. It would just be rude, I guess. And your other email brings up an excellent point, which I will discuss in the next podcast. I have known this for a long time, but never told anyone. The English dub is incorrect. When America got IGPX, somehow they thought that 2049 was the first season of Team Satomi. It is actually the second. But since they already messed it up, they had to keep going along with it. So that leads me to the second season being 2050, and the third season being 2051. So it was 1 year ahead of what should be in America. Not a huge deal, the series doesn't seem to indicate otherwise. I'll be checking my DVDs for any episodes that show 2048 or 2049 in either version, so I'll know for sure. This is kind of a mystery. If you guys have any comments or proof on which one is correct, be sure to write in. I think investigating the Japanese versions a little more will help me determine what is correct. And finally, from Brittany and Ashley, do you know where IGPX City is located? Is it by the Grand Canyon? My response is, that's a good question. One that I've wondered myself. Now, based on the facts given in the series, it is obvious that the city is located in the United States. I'm not sure that the Grand Canyon is the best place for the world's biggest sport, but it may be in that general area. Unfortunately, all that occurs in the series only occurs in this city, so I'd have to think more about this question. Maybe I'll give my own personal answer in the next podcast. One thing is for sure, it will all be speculation unless the company flat out tells us where they had it planned. But for now, regard it as unknown. Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. With so much going on, it seems hard for me to find time to do this. But I will try for a frequency of every 2 weeks with a new podcast, and any new emails will be much appreciated for the podcast. Once again, please send in any comments about the background music, the audio quotes, anything talked about on this podcast, or just anything at all IGPX related. The last thing I want to say is that I am working on a special edition podcast in Japanese. It will be a one-time podcast which will detail the IGPX series in general and other things about the Japanese market. It's going to be a test of my speaking skills, as there will be no English whatsoever in the podcast. It is quite an undertaking and might not be posted for a long time. I'm sure many of you won't care, since many of you probably don't understand Japanese language. But maybe you can listen to it for a minute, just to hear what the language is like, or if you want to hear me talking in a different language. Whatever the case, that will be more of a preliminary test of my skills, and to see if I can attract the Japanese audience to the website. So if it doesn't interest you whatsoever, then just ignore what I just said. I won't spend so much time on this special edition Japanese podcast as to hinder my progress on normal podcasts. So with all that said and done, enjoy IGPX, and have a great September.